What's up, 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 man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Hojabis Are Hunting for Oofy Doofies. So, as you guys know, I'm driving truck. I'm actually down in Miami. I'm getting my truck unloaded. So, I figured might as well pull a hammer hand and do a video while I'm stuck out here. I know it's been a long time since I did a video about women. But every now and then I kind of like to revive videos I've done before, because you get new information, new knowledge, stuff like that. So today we're going to be talking about Hojabis who are hunting for Oofy Doofies. Now, for those of you who don't know, a Hojabi is a Muslim woman who claims to be a hijabi, but in reality she is a ho. I am the guy who came up with the term Hojabi, which sadly and unfortunately most of them are. A lot of you Muslims out there would agree that you got these Muslims out there, these Muslim hijabis out there, who would cover their hair, yes, but they would wear clothing so tight that you can literally see their nipples and their pussy crack, okay? That's a hijabi, right? So, an Oofy Doofy, for you guys who don't know, an Oofy Doofy is pretty much a goofball. That's what an Oofy Doofy is a goofball. It's not a goofball in a funny way, okay? An Oofy Doofy is like a goofball meets a cornball. Pretty much an Oofy Doofy is a simp, okay? An Oofy Doofy is a special type of simp, okay? An Oofy Doofy is pretty much a, I'm gonna say, deformed individual, right? It's a guy who looks weird, acts weird. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are thinking to yourself, what the fuck would a woman want to do with an Oofy Doofy? Well, here's the thing. Oofy Doofies usually come from money, okay? So that's what a woman wants. A woman wants a dude with money that she can use, abuse, divorce, rape eventually. Now, in the Muslim community, guys, men get divorce raped on the front end and the back end, you know. So you non-Muslims out there are kind of lucky, because you get divorce raped on the back end, not on the front end. And let me explain. See, in Islam, there's something called the mahr. When you marry a woman, you are required to, like, give her something. So, Islamically, the mahr can be simply a verse from the Quran. Kul huwa Allahu ahad. That's it. That's one verse from the Quran. That's all you need to marry a woman. But the Muslims, they said the mahr has to have a financial value to it. Now, there's nothing wrong if you tell a woman, hey, look, I'm going to give you like $1,000, get your hair done, look good, you know. But Muslims have turned the mahr today into like brand new luxury cars, a home. I know one guy who paid close to $50,000 in mahr. So imagine you haven't even fucked the bitch yet and you already gave her $50,000. Like, right off the bat, here you go, $50,000, you know. And there are Muslims out there who haven't even married the girl yet and they're already paying her rent. They're already paying her car note. There are Muslims out there who actually Islamically got married to a woman, but they haven't, like, been officially married yet, and they still haven't consummated the marriage. They still haven't slept with the bitch, and they're paying her bills, and they're taking care of her, and they've been doing this for about almost a year, you know? So they Islamically married her almost a year ago, but they were saving, you know, $100,000 for the big wedding, so they can have a lavish wedding in front of, like, fucking, I don't know, a bunch of losers, I guess. But for the past year, they're paying her car note, they're paying her tuition, they're paying for her entire lifestyle, okay? I know a lot of you guys out there listening to this are like, oh my God, Amr, that's like the worst case scenario a man can possibly be. This is what I'm telling you, dudes. Like, a lot of you guys out there think Islam has a strong pimp hand. The reality of the matter is Muslims are the biggest simps on the face of the planet. Now, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Islam is the biggest scam on the planet. Not the religion. the people, okay? In fact, the Prophet Muhammad said, my people are going to be scum, okay? You gotta understand two things about Muslims. First of all, Muslims have a sub-85 IQ, meaning they're simply not intelligent enough to know any better. And secondly, because Muslims are ugly looking, they don't have the confidence to stand up to a bitch. Like, I can stand up to a bitch and it's totally fine, because, you know, I'm 6'3", high IQ, and, you know, obviously I'm not fucking Coach Bitch Bill Fugly. So you guys need to understand, and understand this really good, like, tall, good looking people can get away with more shit that a short, low IQ, ugly person can get thrown in prison for, you know? The difference between a woman busting it wide open for you and calling the police to have you thrown in prison for the rest of your life is looks. That's it. That's the only thing a woman has to go by. Whether you end up busting it wide open, she busts it wide open for you, versus you spending the rest of your life in prison, is simply based on looks. That's all there is to it. You know, a lot of people like to say, especially in the Muslim community, and this is something that's very important with the oofy doofies, a lot of Muslims out there, like, dude, like, I'm the pastor's son, so I've seen this personally, and I know other Muslims who tell me this that I personally know. Oofy doofies are basically unattractive Muslims who are very simpish. Some of them might be like funny looking, deformed looking in a way, if you want to call it that. And they're told that, hey man, if you go to school, you get a degree, you get a high paying job, you sacrifice your life for some sharmuta, Allah is going to give you a beautiful wife, a beautiful, amazing, loyal wife. When in reality, that could not be farther from the truth. So I have seen so many ugly, deformed Muslim dudes who actually get decent looking women, and the guy thinks to himself, oh shit, the mullahs were right, you know, I went to college, I got a PhD, I got a degree, I got a high paying job, you know, I'm paying all her bills even though we haven't fucked yet, and and I got this, you know, hot girl, you know, she likes me, and it's because I'm a great guy, you know, I'm a great Muslim boy, you know, like the mullahs taught me. When in reality, these women are looking for somebody that they can use and abuse, because, you know, their father's getting old, he's not putting up with her bullshit anymore. I mean, he's already dealing with her fucking mother, so it's not like, so he's gonna be like, hey bitch, I'm already dealing with your fucking mother, she's already taking all my money, go find another loser so you can take all his money. And just letting you guys know out there, you know, the Muslim mothers are actually educating and teaching their daughters how to hunt for oofy doofies. Go find a guy that you're not attracted to. Go find a guy that you can use and abuse. And you guys have to understand, dudes, like, these Muslim women out there, they can deny you sex. They can simply say, oh, I'm not feeling well, shit like that, you know. And they can be banging Tyrone and Shad on the side, and you'll never ever know. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if there are Muslims out there in open relationships, you know. Even when I was back in Egypt 8-9 years ago, working on a restaurant back in Egypt, one of my waiters, you know, he was telling me about this hojabi who would sleep with him, and the guy wasn't much to look at, you know. He wasn't an ugly looking dude, you know, he was a bit little, he was a bit overweight, decent looking face for an Arab, you know, definitely no fucking shit damn by any stretch of the imagination. But he was telling me about this hojabi who'd go sleep with him every couple of days just so she can break her husband's spirit, so her husband can know that, hey, this woman is desired by another man, and anytime she wants, she can go like this and she can leave him for another man. So a lot of Muslims out there, a lot of Muslim women out there are actually simply teaching you how to be in a open relationship where she can go sleep with any other man she wants and you're stuck paying literally all her bills. I knew a Sudanese dude. He wanted this Sudanese girl, and this Sudanese girl, she wanted him to pay like $50,000 mahar. She was like, hey, before you even talk to me, give me $50,000 in cash. And he's like, bitch, you were taking care of a white boy, you were married to him, you were actually paying all his bills, he didn't give you shit other than his dick, and you want me to give you $50,000 cash? She's like, yeah, you're Sudanese, he's white, so you give me money. The white dude doesn't have to give me money. So this is exactly how all hijabi women are. So all you Muslims out there, you Muslim sales out there, especially if you're short, brown, and fugly, you all need to understand this really good. Your woman fucking hate you. They're gonna use you, they're gonna abuse you, they're probably gonna have you sign on their tuition. So they can, you know, on the student loans, you'd be a co-signer on their student loans. You know, maybe you have to go work DoorDash a couple of hours a day to pay for her lifestyle. A lot of you Muslim dudes out there, you're going to find yourself in a situation where you're going to be literally working like a freaking dog. And a lot of you guys out there, you get married at like, what, 21, 22, you're still in college. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what the world is. I mean, as far as you know, this Sharmuta could have been with a half a dozen dudes already, and she ain't even 20 yet, and you probably never even looked at a girl, and you probably never even talked to a girl in your life, you know? And all of a sudden, a mullah comes in and says, hey, you wanna be interested in this girl over here? She's a good Muslim girl, you know? And in reality, her parents literally are trying to pawn her off onto you. And you guys gotta understand this really good, dudes. Like, I've been in that situation where I was hunted by a hijabi. Now, in her defense, I know some of you guys out there are saying, you mean in your defense, Amr? No, in her defense. Now, if you guys are, the reason why I'm looking out, I've been here for about 2.5 hours, and they should be releasing me any minute. They're using a forklift to get the stuff out of my truck, so probably within, hopefully 10, 15, 20 minutes, they'll release me. But if they don't release me, but if they come out like in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to press a pause button and take it from there after they release me. But that's why I'm looking outside. Anyways, going back to the point of the video is that, you know, I was that oofy doofy. As you guys know, I was married to hijabi for a month. And when I realized she had me pegged as an oofy doofy, I fled to America, and I divorced her from here in America, and that was the end of that. Okay, now in her defense, okay guys, okay, so if you guys remember, I had I told you I had Bell's palsy. For those of you who don't know, Bell's palsy is a virus. You don't know you had it, you can't tell you had it. So Bell's palsy is a virus that strikes a nerve in the face, and that causes your face to look deformed. If you guys remember, Justin Bieber, a couple of months or maybe a year or so ago, he looked kind of funny, kind of like this a little bit. Yeah, he had a case of Bell's palsy, and that fucked up his face. Now, Bell's palsy is temporary. When it fucks up your face, for you to totally straighten out Bell's palsy, like cure it, it costs tens of thousands of dollars, upwards of maybe $100,000, because you have a vein somewhere here that you need to like put back together. So it's a very, very costly surgery, you know. So a lot of people like myself, you know, Justin Bieber, he can afford that surgery, but people like me, we just have to like live with Bell's palsy. Now, when Bell's palsy strikes, again, if you look at Justin Bieber, he was like this for a couple of days, you know. But now I think he's back to looking, you know, normal or very close to normal. So in my case, and you guys can tell I have a little bit of Bell's palsy. For example, this eyebrow is a little bit low. This eyebrow is good, while this eyebrow is not so good. This is why every couple of seconds I go like this, so I can reset my eyebrows. It goes up, then it comes back down. If I don't go like this, it will go like this. So as you guys know, I had a couple of surgeries to counteract my Bell's palsy. Okay, I had removal of cheek pads from here. I had lip surgery. I get buttocks and fillers every now and then to counteract the Bill's palsy. So over time, Bill's palsy tends to like settle down. You know, you'll never ever be normal again unless you have that surgery that costs probably $100,000. But when Bill's palsy first strikes, it's like really bad, and you don't feel it. You don't know you had it. It's not like you throw up. You really don't know you had it. And the thing you guys gotta understand, I know you, some of you guys out there are gonna say, well, can't you like fucking look in the mirror and see that you're fucking deformed like this? Well, here's the thing, dudes. Like, when you, okay, I'm gonna look, let's say this is the mirror, okay? I'm gonna look in the mirror right now, see? Right? With the exception of this over here, I look pretty much normal, you know? So, with Bell's palsy, guys, only when you are speaking, when your facial muscles are moving, that's when Bell's palsy affects you, okay? Well, no, I shouldn't say that, okay? Like, when it first strikes you, it does affect you, yes, but you really see it when you utilize your facial muscles, okay? So when you're talking, you're acting, you're going like this, stuff like that, that's when the Bell's palsy, you can see it. Now, obviously, when you're going like this, you're talking, you're out and about, you're not in front of a mirror, you're not seeing yourself on the big screen or camera, so you don't know that Bell's palsy is actually affecting your facial muscles while you're out in public talking and interacting and shit like that. You really don't see it, okay? Unless, of course, you look back at your photos and videos, that's when you're like, oh shit, I really do have Bell's palsy, okay? Now, in my case, guys, because during the wedding, you guys have to understand, we paid like $15,000 to $20,000 for the wedding in Egypt 8 years ago, and that was, you know, by Egyptian standards, that's a shitload of money, you know, 20K by Egyptian standards, that's a shitload of money. So we had a good photographer, he took a lot of pictures, he took a lot of videos, and, you know, I'm looking back at these videos, I'm looking back at these photos, and I'm like, yeah, I see why she thought I was an oofy doofy, because I looked weird. You know, I'm looking at these photos, like, one eye is down, one eye is up, one eye is closed, one eye is open, you know, no, the lip is kind of crooked, you know. I looked weird, you know. I looked like I was, you know, deformed in a way. Now, just so we can be clear, okay, I wasn't Coach Bitch Bill Fugly, okay, guys? So it's not like I was like, no, just to get that out in the open, you know, even though I had Bill's palsy and I had no idea I even had it or what the hell Bill's palsy was, you know, I didn't know I even had Bill's palsy until I was doing buttocks and fillers, and the doctor was like, yeah, you had Bill's palsy, you just didn't know it. And I'm like, oh shit, you know. So when I was looking back at these pictures, guys, like I said, one eye down, the lips were kind of crooked. So, in her defense, I can see how my ex thought I was an oofy doofy, even though, as you guys know, I'm anything but an oofy doofy. So, the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there is that these women are looking for an oofy doofy. If you look like you're an oofy doofy, if you look like, you know, an oofy doofy is pretty much, look at Chad, then the total and complete opposite of Chad, that's an oofy doofy, okay, guys? So if you're short, you're brown, you're fugly, you're an oofy doofy, okay, guys? It's that simple. And a lot of you Muslim guys out there, I can't stress this enough, a lot of you Muslim dudes out there, you are getting a woman interested in you, and you think to yourself, again, that the mullahs, you know, who've been telling you all your life, you gotta pay her bills, you gotta put her on a pedestal, you gotta, you know, be a good Muslim boy, and Allah will reward you with a beautiful, virtuous wife. The reality of the matter, again, guys, is that the divorce rates in Islam is exploding. It's probably going to be worse than that of the non-Muslims. It's already at 30%, and that number is taken off like a Boeing 747. Muslim women are even worse than non-Muslim women, and that's because a Muslim woman, you know, she can call the FBI and say, hey, my husband is ISIS, my husband is a terrorist, you know, he's planning a fucking pipe bomb, shit like that. And, you know, obviously they're going to take those accusations seriously, and they're going to put you in prison, you know, at least for a considerable while. And she can go in front of the judge and say you beat her, and because Allah told you so, shit like that. So Muslim woman can really ruin your life far more than a non-Muslim woman, because they will use Islam against you by saying, oh, Islam says it's okay to beat a woman, he was beating me, he was financially depriving me, he's a terrorist, you know, he fucking, I don't know, watches Taliban videos and shit like that, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand this like really good, dudes, okay? By the way, guys, I love this drink. I was able to get it for $2 a bottle. I think I got it at Loves, you know. You guys out there need to understand, you know, whenever I can get an energy drink for $2 or less, obviously, I tend to get them. Like, this is really good over here, man. This is good. Rockstar is good. Aldi's has a drink for like $1.29, $1.39, I believe. I don't think it's as good as this and the Monster, but this shit is really good. If you guys want to get this shit cheap, always, look at the mobile apps. Racetrack has a good deal. You don't even have to be a truck driver for that, you know. Loves also has a good deal. You don't even need to be a truck driver to get deals at Loves or Racetrack. Racetrack, by the way, guys, is trying to, like, compete with Loves. So they have a lot of good deals out there. I'm going to show you really quick. See this giant pizza box, guys? See this giant pizza box? $9.99 from Racetrack. So if you live in the south, like Florida, shit like that, where they have racetracks, you can get yourself a giant pizza for $9.99. And for fucking gas station pizza, it ain't bad, you know. It's, you know, unhealthy as unhealthy can be, but hey, for $9.99, you do it like maybe once a week, something like that. Or you eat like fucking half of it today, the other half tomorrow, you know. That way it can be, you know, not healthy, but at least it's not gonna add that many calories to you. It's fine. But this video is not about apps and deals on apps. Anyways, so what I wanted to say, guys, is that the number of hijabis out there who are going, see, in the past, women don't want to be seen with an oofy doofy, okay? Because if you get seen with an oofy doofy, people are going to be like, what the hell happened to you? You're a beautiful woman. What are you doing with this ugly looking simp? What are you doing with this short, brown, and fugly, right? So, oofy doofies, because they come from money, they have money. You have to remember, oofy doofies have been indoctrinated by mullahs to go out and make as much money as possible and give all that money to a fucking hoe, okay? So today, these hijabis are actively seeking an oofy doofy, and it's perfectly fine. In fact, women actually congratulate one another on having an oofy doofy, because they know they can go out and cheat. You know, I have one Muslim friend who's telling me that, hey, he's been to weddings where the hijabi would actually invite her male friends to the wedding. Imagine, you know, imagine you're the husband, soon to be husband, right? You're the husband, and your hoe of a wife sitting right next to you, going like this to Chad and Tyrone, you know. And trust and believe, Chad and Tyrone are like, yeah, we're gonna be Eiffel Towering this hoe while her husband is working 24 hours, you know, happy wife, happy life. And I even told you about the oofy doofy for non-Muslim women 4 or 5 years ago when I was in San Cristobal, because I saw so many white women with oofy doofy. You know, an oofy doofy doesn't have to be a Muslim, right, guys? You know, an oofy doofy can be a white guy who's, you know, still, you know, weird looking, goofball, shit like that. So I've seen so many good looking white women with oofy doofies, and I'm like, what the fuck does that bitch see in them? And I'm like, oh, they're from Europe. They're in San Cristobal. They're eating a fine meal at a Mexican restaurant. They're gonna travel all through Latin America. He's paying for her. So an oofy doofy literally pays everything a woman can. You have to understand, getting with an oofy doofy for most women is probably more profitable than prostitution and OnlyFans. Not only is it more profitable, but women can cheat on you and it's perfectly fine. You have to remember, an oofy doofy, because an oofy doofy is a person who is deformed, whether they're physically deformed or psychologically deformed, an oofy doofy would actually be okay with his woman cheating on him. Hey, as long as she comes home to me every night, right, guys? So, you guys gotta understand, like, if it wasn't for modern Western science, oofy doofies, not only would they have not survived, but their genetically inferior fathers probably would not have been around to give birth to them in the first place. So this is the problem with the current society we live in, is that we have a lot of genetically inferior males out there that need to be exterminated, okay? So the problem we have today, guys, is genetically inferior males who should not be in this world. Now, I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm not even gonna say they're gonna go to the hellfire. I'm simply stating that these people are not worthy of being alive. Now, I'm not gonna kill them. You're not gonna kill them. You know, that's up to God to find out what he's gonna do with them. This is why I'm thinking, like, some sort of disease that they cannot survive, maybe a breakdown of civilization where they cannot seek treatments. But you guys gotta understand, like, oofy doofies outside of their protected little world, they cannot survive, okay? I mean, again, they got parents' money, they can go to the doctor all the time, but you take away parents' money, you take away access to the medical world, and an oofy doofy will die. Like, you guys took me, for example. Like, I can take a net and my fishing rod, go fish, and I'll be fine, okay? And in fact, I've actually stayed several days eating fish that I caught with my casting net and casting rod. Also, guys, another thing to keep in mind, guys, is that if you really want to prep, buy rice. You can buy 50 pounds of rice from Sam's for like $20, and you don't even have to wash it, shit like that, you know? One cup of rice mixed with some protein like fish, you know, you can eat that for a day. So, you know, one cup of rice is like, what, 8 ounces, 10 ounces, you know? So if any of you guys truly want to prep for a food crisis, shit like that, buy, probably 400 or 500 pounds of rice, keep them inside, that way fucking insects don't get into them. And even if insects do get into them, hey, that's fucking free protein if you ask me. So buy a couple of bags of, buy like, you know, 200-300 pounds of rice. You know, for you to buy 2-3 pounds, 300 pounds of rice, probably gonna cost you, you know, maybe like $100 around there. That's nothing. And then, you know, make sure you got a fishing rod, you got a casting net, and you can go fishing if you have access to rivers and shit like that. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys today when it comes to the woman out there is that, again, you Muslim sales out there need to understand is that a lot of these Muslim women out there, they're hunting for you. They have no shame in being with an oofy doofy, because other women are going to say, he's paying for her lifestyle, while Chad and Tyrone, who were at her wedding, is getting her good goods, like Ram Wells or O'Shea Duke Jackson would say. And just letting you guys know, if your bitch cheats on you and this has been scientifically proven, I'm not making this shit up, your woman is gonna cheat on you with a guy who actually shook your motherfucking hands, okay, guys? That's a fact, that's not even a personal opinion, you know? So, when you're, Mr. Oofy Doofy slash Muslim still, you're at your wedding, and you see Shad and Tyrone going like this to your wife, you're gonna be like, honey, who are these guys? She's gonna be suddenly, they're my co-workers. No, trust and believe, these guys have Eiffel Towered her, you know? Chad had his cock in her pussy, Tyrone had his dick in her mouth, you know, and then they switched sides. For those of you guys who don't know what an Eiffel Tower is when it comes to a fucking bitch, it's when one guy sticks his dick in her pussy, the other guy sticks his mouth in his pussy, one guy sticks his dick in her pussy, the other guy sticks his dick in her mouth, and they high-five one another, you know, that's why it's called an Eiffel Tower. And a train is when a bunch of Shads and Tyrones, you know, she busts it wide open and a bunch of dudes, like, get to thrust their dick inside of her. That's a train, you know. A lot of you Muslim sailors out there, sadly and unfortunately, you're going to find yourself in a situation where your girl is going to be Eiffel Towered and she's going to have a train run on her. And you guys got to understand, women are property of Satan. I've been saying this for fucking years, dudes. Women are property of Satan. There's nothing more a woman loves than to act like, ooh, I'm a good Muslim girl. I love Allah. I love Muhammad. And when you're busting your ass for her, she's getting fucking railroaded by Chad and Tyrone and criminals and terrorists and fucking child molesters. You know, that's how women like it, dudes, okay? Like Sandman said, women have a duality to them, okay? Women like to come off as good Muslim girl, Christian girl, shit like that. And then opposite of that, they want to be dirty, dirty sharmutas, you know? It's kind of like, Clark Kent, you know? You got Clark Kent, the mild-mannered reporter, and then when he puts his suit on, he becomes, you know, Mr. Big Dick Alpha Male Superman. So, just like any of you guys out there would like to be in that position where, you know, you can be thought of as, ooh, I'm a mild man or whatever, but when I can be the Superman, big dick, alpha male, fuck the whole universe, you know? It's kind of fun to be, even for a dude, it's kind of fun to have that duality. In fact, I like it myself, you know? I like it when people underestimate me, you know? I love being underestimated because that makes me destroying you a lot easier, if you underestimate me. As you guys know, my grandfather, who was Jewish, when he went to Egypt and he decided he's going to live in Egypt because Egyptians are low IQ, and he was able to, like, buy up a lot of land in Egypt. In fact, to this very day, even though it's a fucking 100 years later, my family, thanks to my Jewish grandfather, still own a considerable amount of property in Egypt. So my grandfather, when he immigrated to Egypt, he changed our family name from Ben Hayim, which is about as Jewish as you can get. He changed it to Behayim. For those of you who don't know, Behayim in Arabic literally means the same thing as Goyim. It means cattle, okay? So the Egyptians were like, oh, this has to be the stupidest person on the face of the planet. Literally, my grandfather was laughing all the way to the bank, you know? So, yes, I like to play stupid. I like to be underestimated, okay, guys? And so should you, because see how my eyes is? See how this eye is normal while this one stoops down a little bit? I probably need some buttocks and fillers for it. I'm going to talk to my surgeon in Merida because I'm going to eventually do a facelift. This is one of the reasons why I'm doing this trucking job. So hopefully I can have a facelift. And hopefully the facelift will see, like, my biggest issue right now, guys, is this over here. This is my biggest issue right now, right here, is this. See how this droops down like that? Well, see this one? See how this one looks like a hunter eyes while this one droops down? You know? Yeah, this one's, you know, The Rock has the same thing, but I think The Rock can do that as part of an act while I'm doing it. See, this one looks a lot better than this one, if you ask me. So maybe my doctor can do something about it. Maybe my surgeon in Merida can do something, or he makes it like this permanently or something. I know buttocks does that, but buttocks after 3 months tends to go away. So anyways, guys, this video is about looks maxing, if you think about it. So before I close this video, guys, off, if you are an oofy doofy, if you're short, you're brown, you're fugly, you're bald, I see a lot of Muslim women going, you know, I've seen so many Muslim dudes, like, they're still in fucking, they're not even 20 yet, they're like 20, maybe 21, and they're already bald. I see so many hijabis going after bald dudes, and that's because they know bald dudes are, I mean, imagine losing your hair 18, 19 years old, you know? So a lot of dudes out there, they have that insecurity, and you guys gotta understand, hijabis are looking for insecure men. That's what hijabis are looking for. They're looking for short, brown, fugly, presumably, hopefully, bald, because they know these guys have a insecurity about themselves. And also at the same time, with all the mullahs out there for the past probably 15, 20 years saying, brother, 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 get a degree, get a high paying job, you know, give her a big mahar, start paying her bills before you even get to like text her, shit like that, you know. He thinks to himself, Allah finally rewarded me, even though I'm short, brown, fugly, and on top of that, all that, I'm bald. He thinks that he's being rewarded by Allah, when in reality, Satan is going to take him to the cleaners via his hijabi of a wife. This is a sad and unfortunate reality, guys. Like I said, a couple of years ago, we had an imam who's a Muslim lawyer. He came to our masjid and he warned men not to get married legally. He said, you can Islamically get married, but don't get married on paper, because she will divorce rape you if you get married on paper. And at the same time, he's like, hey, be very careful, because this woman will call the FBI on you. They will claim that you're working with ISIS, you're working with fucking, I don't know, terrorists, shit like that. And Muslim Brotherhood, a lot of people, you know, Muslim Brotherhood was created by the British in Egypt in the 1920s, and they're pretty much defunct. You know, Muslim Brotherhoods are stupid idiots, they're defunct. But again, it's just, it's really a Mossad operation, like Hamas at this point. But nevertheless, when your hijabi of a wife wants to get rid of you, she says, oh, he's Hamas, oh, he's Muslim Brotherhood. Obviously, the FBI is going to take that seriously. They're going to lock you up for a long time until they do their due diligence. By that time, she has taken all your money and everything she wants from you, and she's probably living in a different state or a different country at that point. So you guys out there, you Muslim fellows out there, I can't stress this enough. Do not legally get married, okay? And if you're short, brown, fugly, and on top of all that, you're fucking bald at fucking 19, and all of a sudden a hot girl is like, hey, and she has pictures with Chad and Tyrone on her Instagram, and she's like, oh, they're just my friends from school, oh, they're co-workers. Yeah, she's gonna take you to the cleaner. The only two questions is how soon and how bad. And one last thing, guys, I got like 7% battery on this phone before it dies. I'm almost done. And this is very important for you young Muslim sailors out there. A lot of these Muslim women, guys, they want to have a college education. They want a master's. They want a PhD. They want to be doctors. They want to be lawyers. They don't want student loans. And their father is like, hey, bitch, I've been slaving away for your fucking mother for 30 plus years. I'm not going to slave away for you at the age of like fucking 50, 60, 70 years old. You know, go find yourself an oofy doofy, you know. And that's where you come in. Kind of like that soundbite on Coach Greg Adams. And that's you, you know. So a lot of these Muslim women out there, guys, they want that college education just because it's a status thing to them. And they will marry you simply so A, you can either pay it all off for them, or B, you sign on the student loans. And as you guys know, student loans are unforgivable. You have to pay it. So imagine this, and I'm gonna end the video on that. Imagine this, okay? Imagine you're a 20-year-old hijabi, okay? You're up until the age of 25, you're still hot, you're still young, okay? So imagine you're a 20-year-old Muslim girl, you want to be a doctor, you want to be a lawyer, you want to get a PhD, you want to get a master's degree. Your father's like, hey bitch, I'm fucking 70 years old, your mama took all my money, go find yourself an oofy doofy. And that's you. So, man, look at things from her perspective, right? I'm going to go out, I'm going to find this oofy doofy, I'm going to find somebody who is indoctrinated by the mullahs to give me everything I want, and I'm going to live in his house. By the way, guys, a lot of these women who end up living with you, they're going to have their mother come live with them. I'm telling you that out of personal experience, okay, guys? A lot of these hijabis who choose you as an oofy doofy, they're going to have their mother come live with you. That way, she can put distance between you and her. Because you guys, you need to remember, your hijabi of a wife does not want to sleep with you. She does not want to have sex with you. This is why she brings a mother over, so she can put space between you and her. Because again, your hijabi of a wife wants to have absolutely nothing to do with you. Okay, so look at things from a hijabi's perspective. I'm gonna be living with this dude. He's gonna pay my car note. He's gonna pay for my food. He's going to pay my cell phone bill. I'm not going to pay for anything. And whatever money I make at the Baby Gap folding clothes, you know, that's going to be my money. And the only reason she's working is so she can get dicked down by Chad and Tyrone, by the way. So you're paying all her bills. You might even give her a monthly allowance of like $1,000 on top of, you know, the $2,000-$3,000 that she's making from working at Baby Gap, you know. She's not paying for anything. You're paying for everything. On top of that, you're giving her a monthly allowance. You're going to pay for her college education one way or another. Either you're going to pay it all off yourself, or either you're going to sign on the student loans, which means you're responsible for it now. And, you know, 3, 4, 5 years later, when she's about to get her degree, she's going to dump you. And you guys need to understand, this is very important, okay? Even though this is at the end of the video, this is the most important thing for you Muslim sales out there need to understand, okay? If your hijabi wants to be a doctor, she wants to be a lawyer, she wants to be in a job that pays a lot of money, she's going to divorce you before she gets her degree. And the reason behind it is very simple. When she takes you to divorce court, she doesn't have her degree yet. She's not making money, other than maybe folding clothes at the Baby Gap for $1,500 or $2,000 a month, you know? You're making the vast majority of money. So when she takes you to divorce court, right before she gets her... Coach Craig Adams talks about this all the time, by the way. So right before she gets her degree, she's going to take you to divorce court, and the judge is going to award her everything, because according to the judge is that you're making all the money, you're giving her this awesome lifestyle that the mullah told you to give her, right? And she is this poor, helpless woman who doesn't have a college degree. She's working at the Baby Gap, making $1,500 a month, and you're making, you know, $10,000 a month. You're giving her this awesome lifestyle. Well, guess what? And if you get her pregnant, dudes, you're going to be paying child support, alimony, 18, maybe 21 years, you know? Imagine you're fucking 20, 21, 22 years old. You get married to a hijabi, and pretty much from 23 until you're older than I am, 45, 46, you're going to be literally working as a slave for a hijabi. I had a friend of mine tell me that he does DoorDash, and he told me that he saw one of the guys from his masjid doing DoorDash, and this was a guy in his 40s, probably older than me, and he's like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, my friend who does DoorDash, he's like 20, 21 years old, he's MGTOW, you know, and he saw his 45, 50-year-old guy at the masjid doing DoorDash. He's like, what the fuck are you doing DoorDash for? He's like, my hojabi, she divorced with me, she took the house, I owe her a lot of money, and now I have to do DoorDash on the side so I can pay my alimony and child support. You guys don't want to be in that position. Well, guess what? Every motherfucking hojabi out there, she wants to put you in exactly in that position. Don't be in that position. Guys, I am saving you from being a fucking 45-year-old dude having to fucking work DoorDash so you can pay off some sharmuta, okay, guys? Like, when I do DoorDash, by the way, guys, DoorDash let me back on the platform, you know? So, when I do DoorDash, guys, I do DoorDash not because I'm desperate, not because I have to. I actually like doing DoorDash. Honestly, if I didn't get deactivated from DoorDash, I'd probably be doing DoorDash rather than driving truck. You know, here I am, 4 or 5 hours at a dock. It's fucking Florida. It's hot. It's humid outside. The only reason I don't have the AC on is because I'm talking to you guys. Otherwise, I'd have the AC on, fucking hot and humid outside. I'd much rather be doing DoorDash than driving truck. But again, I got deactivated from DoorDash in November because I would cancel picking up on orders, because when I go into fucking Niggerville and they got fucking police and guns and fights going off, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not gonna get murdered over a $10 order. Coincidentally, that 20-some-year-old MGTOW who does DoorDash, he was delivering in Niggerville, and some black dude out of nowhere came at him with a pocket knife, went for his throat, but luckily my friend was able to, like, spar with him a little bit, and the guy ended up clipping his nose, you know, rather than fucking killing him in the throat. Imagine being, like, stabbed in the throat in fucking Niggerville at 12 o'clock at night. You know, you're gonna be dead, you know. So, yeah, you guys can now understand why I got deactivated from DoorDash by canceling one too many orders. This time around, guys, if I do DoorDash, I'm gonna either do it here in small town USA, or I might go out to, assuming I'm still doing this job, right? I might quit this job. You know, if I'm making $120, $150 a day with DoorDash, I'm probably gonna quit driving truck, because realistically speaking, guys, like, after taxes, my average paycheck now is like $700 after taxes, you know. Imagine working 70 hours a week only to make $700, you know. With DoorDash, I can make that working 5-6 hours a day. So if DoorDash is still going to be good for me, even here in small town USA, I just might quit working truck. But anyways, the point I'm trying to get across to you guys, and again, this is very important. Your hojabi of a wife, dude, if your girl is like high IQ, especially if she wants to be a lawyer, dude, I'm letting every Muslim motherfucker here, or I'm letting every dude here know, if your girl wants to be a lawyer, run. You know, I would tell you to run more than running from that fucking raptor in the original Jurassic Park when that lady said, run, run. You need to run more and quicker and faster and farther away from a woman who wants to be a lawyer, especially a Muslim woman who wants to be a lawyer, because trust and believe, she already did all her research on how to fuck you over. And again, guys, I cannot stress this enough, and special shout out to Coach Greg Adams for bringing this up, okay? Your woman will use you and abuse you until she's almost about to get her college degree. Like, she already passed all the courses, everything. She's gonna get her college degree in fucking 2 weeks. She'll divorce you, and the judge will be like, oh, she has no degree. She's only making like $1,000 working at the Baby Gap. You, on the other hand, you know, you're making $10,000 a month. God forbid you might even have some children with the bitch at that point. And guess what? You're gonna end up fucking having to work DoorDash against your will at the age of 45, 50. So some sharmuta can live her best life. And now she's gonna have Chad and Tyrone living in your house, eating your food. You don't wanna be that guy. You don't wanna be that dude, okay, guys? So my phone's probably gonna die in a minute or two, but I'm gonna finish this video in the next minute. So, point of this video, guys, if you're short, brown, and fugly, and God forbid you're bald and you're fucking 21, 22 years old, and some hojabi is like, hey, you're an oofy doofy, it's only a matter of time, and it's gonna be really bad when she fucks you over, dudes. She's not in it because you're a good Muslim boy. She's not in it because, you know, you say Allah this, Muhammad that. Satan has sent her over to destroy you. The Prophet Muhammad said, a woman can destroy a good man. He didn't say a bad woman. He didn't say an ugly woman. He said, a woman can destroy a good man. I'm saving you guys from being destroyed by those hijabis out there. So again, I cannot stress this enough, okay? If you're short, brown, fugly, especially if you're bald, you got money going on, or you come from money, and you see some hoja, be like, hey, big head, like Red Pill Mary says, she's gonna destroy you, and she's gonna destroy you really bad. It's only a matter of time. Anyway, guys, that's my video. Like, share, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.